So basically, I've been doing a piece of Arikat on Sukkos. A new one, it's Simen Kaf Aleph, but it's the first one on Chag HaSukkos. Okay. So basically, you have a halacha of... He's going on a Rambam, which has a case. It's a basic halacha of Tassav Lomen Asoy. Okay, which means that you need an Asiya, a making of the sukkah. Now the sukkah is defined by the schach. So you need an action, which I guess creates the shem sukkah, through putting on the schach. Okay, not that the schach just happens to exist, but it needs an asiya. So for instance, if you dig out, you have a big pile of hay, bale of hay, and you dig out the inside, hollow it out, so then it turns out you have schach, you know, mamela. But you never did an asiya of schach, so there's no asiya. That's one example. Right, and that's not kosher. Or another example would be if you put up the roof first, so you put up a roof without any walls, so then you don't have a, that's not a schach, there's no sukkah, because you don't have a makom. Right, so it's just like a bunch of schach on top of nothing, so it's not a sukkah. So then you build walls, and then memela, the schach exists on the makom. So again, you don't have a maisa of like of an asiya of the sukkah. You just have putting up walls, which isn't the sukkah, the walls is just walls. And that results in the existence of a sukkah, but that's not an asiya, you need tasa. Okay? You guys with me so far? Now, you have another case, and this is our case, is if, let's say, you schach is not allowed to be attached to the ground. So it has to grow from the ground, but it's not allowed to be mechubar. It has to be detached. Okay? So let's say you basically put schach on top of the sukkah, which is attached. Which is attached. And then, after it's on top, you detach it. Right? So what happens? So now, in theory, you have a psal tassel amanasa again. Because when you put the schach on, you did the asiya, it wasn't a sukkah, because it was pasal schach. Then when you cut it, that's not an asiya. That's not an asiya of schach, that's just giving it the condition of being detached. But that's not an asiya. So it's pasal. Okay, so that's the Rama. He quotes the Harikat Amin's Rama, and hey, you bays in sukkah, hidla la ale ilanos. So you hang over the sukkah the branches, sikech al gabon, and then you schach on top of them. Ve'achka cut some, and then you cut them. So im lo yasichach shohaya kosher mitchilaso harbe me'am. If you have majority of good schach, fine, it's okay. But if not, so now basically you have this majority of the schach which is tasa v'nasai. So tzarich l'naneya osan achar ketzi tasa. So after you cut them, you have to lift up, you have to shake, lift up the schach, like a tefach, whatever. Okay? Kidei shetihye asuya l'shem sukkah. So that it is made l'shem sukkah. Right? So it's made l'shem sukkah. And he says, well, pi sukkah is a gemara of a sukkah. And this is based on the sukkah, yadam marad tzarech l'naneya. Because that's what Rav says, that's not halacha, you have to shake it, you have to move it. So it's not, Rav's not making it up. Asim lashon Rav, shati asuya l'shem sukkah. But the end of the Rambam, where he says that, so that there is an asiya l'shem sukkah, that he says he gets from the Rif. Because the Rif says, tzarech l'naneya, tzarech l'naneya shiyehe maise l'shem sukkah. So you need to shake it so that it's a maise l'shem sukkah. Okay, and that l'shem sukkah is really going to be the problem. Okay, and he says that the Ran says about the Rif that it's lav dafka. Okay, it's lav dafka because l'shem sukkah is l'shma, but we hold you don't need l'shma in a sukkah. Beishama, that's machlokes beishama beisel of a sukkah yishama, an old sukkah, a sukkah which was not built l'shem sukkah shal mitzvah, it's just not built for a shade. So beishama says that's possible. And we tell us that it's kosher. And Rishamai says, I believe, that you have to, you know, do this in an air trick, you have to pick it up, L'shem Sukkah. Right, but Beis Hillel doesn't hold that. Right? Beis Hillel doesn't hold that. Rishamai learns, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim L'Hashem. Tadnim, Sukkah HaYisui L'shem Chag Ba'inan. Right, that's Mimei L'shem Chag. So that's according to Beis Shammai. Right? But according to Beis Hillel, you don't need a L'shem Chag. So why is the riff and the Rambam saying you need a Maisa L'shem Sukkah or a Suy L'shem Sukkah? Right? If we hold that you don't need L'shma in a Sukkah. You can use a Sukkah which was made a year ago for sale and do it's Mitzvah Sukkah. Alright? So the Ran says that when the riff says that you need a Maisa L'shem Sukkah, he doesn't mean L'shma. He just means Tassel Manasoi, you need an Asiya in order to make it a kosher sukkah. Not that you need to have a l'shem sukkah, l'shma, but a shemtei maisa l'shem sukkah means you need a maisa in order to make it, give it a shem sukkah, or something like that. A maisa for the shem sukkah. But not that you need l'shma. You just need a maisa to remove the psil, if that's what I was like. Okay, but the Rav doesn't buy that that's the Rama. The Rama, he says, the Rama brings down the riff straight. He doesn't qualify and say, oh, you mean something else, lav dafka. He says the same thing. Right? That you need it to be, kidesh tehe asuya l'shem sukkah. That's what the Rama says. So he says that the Rambam is presumably copying the riff exactly because he holds that that's an exact lashon. Because he's holding, it's one thing if the Rif uses that Lashon, but the Rambam to copy the inexact Lashon is hard to say. So he doesn't want to go with the Ran, and so the Ran could say that about the Rif, but the Rambam seems to hold that it really means it, L'shem Sukkah. But the problem is, Tzarchim, because we don't hold like Vishalai. He needs Sukkah L'shma, but the Rambam holds you don't need Sukkah L'shma. In fact, the Rambam says, Sukkah Shanasas Me'ela Psula. Right? The fee shalonas is let sale. If you have a sukkah that was made automatically by itself, it's possible because it wasn't made for sale. But he doesn't say because it wasn't made for l'shem sukkah, l'shem sukkah sachag, or something like that, it's just because it wasn't made for sale. Right? So there's no din of l'shma, you just need it to be made for sale. It has to be a shade hut, not just like a pile of hay. The hut made for shade. So if that's the case, so he says, why is it that when you put this attached tzach and then you detach it, why is it necessary to cut it off and then do shake it? Cutting it off removes the din of tzatzel and osli. But why? I'm sorry, cutting it off makes it kasher tzach, but now it's tzatzel and osli. So now if you lift it up, which fixes it somehow, so why do you have to have in mind l'shem sukkah? We don't hold that you need l'shem sukkah. Right? You hold like we sell that you don't need l'shem sukkah. It's in the same sale, and it is l'shem sale. Right? Okay, that's basically the problem. So, I did a lot of talking now. So, what do you guys, I can't see your faces or anything, but what do you guys think? Any questions? Is this, are you guys following me? I don't know, I'm not sure how clear it was. So again, just to review, the basic problem is the Rambam says, let me just summarize the problem itself. Rambam says that when you have this case of Tassel and Asoi, okay, basically where you put the Tzach up when it's attached, and then you detach it. Now it's Pasel. Tzach Pasel because it's Tassel and Asoi. So now you need an Asiya, right? You need an Asiya. So the halacha is, Rav, You hang, let's say you have attached branches. They're attached to the ground, and they're whatever, attached tree, leaves from a tree, or bamboo, or something like that, reeds. And you attach that, you detach them, so it's tassel lomanasoi. So it's possible, right? It's not possible. So now the Gemara says, what's the solution? So Rav says you have to shake them. Yiminaneya, the schach, lift it up. Lift it a tefach, whatever. So it's, so to speak, like you re-establish the schach, and now there's then of asiya. Right? That counts as an asiya, and it will remove the psula, tassel, and also. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Good so far. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. But the problem is the Rambam says one thing, is that you're shaking it in order so that you have an asiya l'shem sukkah. And that's the problem. What do you mean, l'shem sukkah? We don't hold that you need l'shem sukkah. You can build a sukkah, l'shem gazebo, and it's perfectly fine. As long as it's a kosher sukkah, and you did it for sale. So why, when you're menaneah it, do you have to do it l'shem sukkah? You should just be menaneah it, to provide sale, and to remove the din. Natasam and also, you need an asiyah. So lifting it up is an asiyah, and now it's l'shem sale. Why is it that the Rambam adds in a requirement that you're doing it l'shem sukkah, given that we don't hold, v'shamai hold, sukkah demands an asiyah l'shem sukkah? We don't hold you need an asiyah l'shem sukkah, we just hold you need an asiyah. But not l'shma, we don't need l'shma in sukkah. So you could have, when you're menaneyed, yes. No. Well, no, you mean, well, that's the same thing. I mean, it sounds like he's saying, the Rav's learning, at least, that you have to have in mind that it's l'shem sukkah. But the Rav says, tzarech l'naneya sheyehe ma'iseh l'shem sukkah. Well, that's what the Rav says. And the Rav says, shetiyah suya l'shem sukkah. So, l'shem sukkah. I mean, it sounds from the Rambam that if you did it and you weren't thinking l'shem sukkah, you just lifted it up for some crazy reason, for whatever reason, then you know, then it wouldn't work, because that's not l'shem sukkah. You need to be a suya l'shem sukkah. And the Rav is saying, well, one second, that doesn't really make sense, because we hold like Beis Hillel, who holds that you don't need l'shem sukkah. So why is the Rambam putting in l'shem sukkah? And he says, the Ran says it's lav dafka. The Ran on the wrist, who uses a similar lashon, says lav dafka. But the Rav is not willing to accept that in the Rambam. And I'm not 100% sure, it's not clear exactly why he doesn't like it. He just says, is the Rambam's bringing down the same lashon of the Rif, you don't bring down a lav dafka lashon if it's lav dafka. You bring it down, you know, why bring down the same lashon? Say what you really mean. So he's saying, as the Rambam says it, he really means it. He means it's l'shem sukkah. And therefore he has a kasha. That would mean, really, you just have to pick it up and put it down. Not l'shem sukkah. And the reason why you have to pick it up and put it down is so that it has l'shem sukkah. But not that you have to be doing it thinking l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It's just like, you're doing it for the... Why are you doing it halachically? The reason why you're doing it is because of sukkah. But not that you have to think l'shma. That would be what lav dafka would mean. L'shma, l'shem theory, l'shem mitzvah sachag, l'shem sukkah sachag. That's what Beis Shammai holds. You have to have in mind l'shem chag. It's a sukkah for sukkahs, for a mitzvah sukkahs. L'shem tzeil is different. L'shem tzeil means for the sake of providing shade. Okay, a guy is a Bedouin in the desert, he makes it l'shem tzeil. So according to Beis Hillel, if a Bedouin makes a hut for tzeil, and it's kosher schach, then you could go and then sit in that for your sukkah. According to Beis Shammai, he'll say, what do you mean? The Bedouin didn't know about sukkahs. The Bedouin just made it for shade. So then you would have to go and start lifting up the roof in order to reestablish it as for the purposes of sukkahs. According to Beis Shammai. But not according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need it. You don't need it. No. No, he doesn't say that. He says it just needs to be made l'shem tzeil. And that's what he says. The case of a sukkah is made by itself, somehow. By the wind, it's not good, because not because you need l'shma, but because you need l'shem tzeil. It has to be made for tzeil. But not because you need l'shem mitzvah sukkah. You guys follow me? The problem? Matt's still confused, or you got it? Okay, any objections? Okay. It's interesting. It is interesting. Like the Rav doesn't tolerate the non-literal reading of the Rambam. You know? Like I hear not reading Rambam's non-literally. It just, the Riff writes the same exact Lashon, basically, almost identical. And the Ran, the great Ran, says that the Riff is Lav Dachka. So why can't we say, just like the Ran says it about the Riff, why can't we say it about the Rambam? But it sounds like the little bit I could pick up is the Rav is saying, since he brings him down Kipshutan, Shehitik is the Riff Kipshutan, he copies the Riff Kipshuto, he doesn't paraphrase it in a way which is like what the Ran interprets him to mean, but rather he just brings it down straight. So he's interpreting it that the Rambam really is learning him straight. You know? Like, I could have seen argument. I could have seen, look, if the Riff uses the Lav Dafka, so the Rambam will use it again, Lav Dafka. But I kind of hear. Like, you know, why are you going to pick up on the Lashon that if the prior person, the prior author wrote, which is Lav Dafka, and, you know, cause a confusion, so to speak. Yeah, but that's whatever. That's the Rav is, you know. That's how the Rav is. The Rav is reading the Rambam. What's the case of what? This case. Okay. Yeah, it is. But the Ran says that the Riff meant it, Lav Dafka. You know? What's that? Yeah, I guess so, right. I guess the Ran, the Riff is saying it. Yeah, right. The Ran is just looking at the Riff, and he's saying, did the Riff mean that? Nah, he was just saying that. That's not what he meant. You know, right, there's no precedent. He wasn't copying it. He just used that Lashon. So he's saying, lo-dak, there's such a thing as lo-dak. He wasn't being exact. That's the words he used. But then he says, when the Rambam learned the Riff, studies the Riff, sees the Riff use this Lashon, concludes that it's not a lo-dak, then you don't bring down the same lo-dak Lashon. Right, but the Ran is commenting on the Riff. You see, the Ran makes a point. Oh, don't think he means. What do you think he means? It sounds like he means. He doesn't mean that. So now the Rambam, if the Rambam agrees with the Ran, would the Rambam write it the same exact lo-dak way? The Rav says no. If he's writing it the same way, it must be he agrees with the plain interpretation of the Lashon. He's accepting the style, the way the Riff read it, because it implies that it needs to be Lishma, and it does. And then the Rav says, oh, well, that doesn't make any sense, because we don't hold that. You need that. We hold like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. It's interesting. It's interesting because it's like oftentimes a challenge in Rambams is you don't know how much to take in Lav Dafka and Dafka, you know, what type of dukkim to make, that kind of thing, you know? So it's interesting to watch the Rav, you know, in action about how he interprets these things. You know, we'll see. Though the Rav is very convinced because he's based on his diak, he's going to get you. Based on his diak, he's going to get a fetish. So should we go further to hear his answer? Does anyone have a... any thoughts? Okay. So why don't we see what he says? Okay? I mean, I think it's to see what he says, and then there's understanding what he says. It's not so clear what he means. Is it like this? Yeah, I got it. Okay, so let's see. So the rest is like this. Okay? three paragraphs, not so long. First paragraph is like this: the Nirda Ba'amas, the Chol Sukkah Da'alma Shanasas Kedin, in every regular Sukkah that's made properly, Lo Ba'inan Sukkah Lashma. You don't need Sukkah Lashma. Okay, you don't need Sukkah Lashma. V'Sagi V'Kavan L'Shem Tzel. And it's enough just to have Kavana for the purposes of Tzel. Right, that's the general halacha. We all like Beis Hillel. That's it. You don't need Lashma, Lashem Sukkah, you just need Lashem Tzel. But, Aval Sukkah, Zu, Shinas, is Me'ele'ah, Aydek Tzisasa. But this Sukkah, and this is, I guess, your first step, Moshe, is that it's this Sukkah, which was made by itself through cutting it, possess Vila Ravam She'in Latakana bin Anu Ashat Lashem Tzel Bilvat. And this, the Ram holds, is not sufficient just to move it for the purposes of Tzel. The Tzrichah Yasil Lashem Sukkah. Rather, in this case, it's worse and it needs an Asil Hashem Sukkah. Okay, so that's his first step. Is that, yes, in general, you don't need the Hashem Sukkah. But this is worse. This case, where it's made by itself through cutting the stuff, through detaching the stuff, that's worse, and that has one solution. Is to do an Anuah Lashem Sukkah. It's not enough just to do Lashem Tzel. Okay? That was exactly what you said, Moshe, right? Okay, now the question is why? Right? I mean, he's just mapping out his course here. Which is kind of implicit in what his question was, right? If you're given that, you buy his question. So the question is, why is the Ram saying you need Lashem Sukkah here? I thought you don't need Lashem Sukkah. So what he's saying is, depends. Usually you don't. Here you do. Oh, why not? Why yes? Okay, so far so good? Okay. We have Tam Laza. Okay, second paragraph. Okay? This is the main point. The Tam Laza, the Him Amran the Chol Psol HaSukkah, who Mishem Shlo Nasas Hashem Tzel. Okay? The whole Psol here is because it wasn't made for the purposes of Tzel. Because it was made by itself, so you don't have an Asil Hashem Tzel, right? So, okay, fine. So in theory, you'd think, so just make it Hashem Tzel, pick it up Hashem Tzel. Aval mikivan shebekitzitza eino soser legamri as asuka. Since by cutting down the schach, cutting it, detaching it, you're not destroying the sukkah, you already made this sukkah. You just had a problem is that it was not Lashem Tzel. It wasn't, it was attached. So now you're detaching it. But you're not just knocking down the sukkah. The sukkah, whatever was there is still intact. Lo sogi lovin anua Lashem Tzel greida. It's not sufficient just to shake it for the purposes of Tzel. Ve'amba emes hananua bilvad eino chashuv ki asiyah chadash Lashem Tzel. Because just shaking it doesn't count as a new making it, Lashem, as a new making of the sukkah, Lashem Tzel, the fisha ena nanua, so sir, the garmi as a sukkah. Because the nanua doesn't destroy the sukkah. You know, if you take down the sukkah and rebuild it, fine, but you just shook it. So that's not a new making Lashem Tzel, it was already made for Tzel, it just had a psal. And there's no new asiyah Lashem Tzel, you're just shaking it a little bit. Right? V'nimsa shalom is batel hatzel rishon legamri. So he never really uprooted the original tzel, which had a psal. L'chein ibn anua toras asiyah sel tzel. As you need to have an asiyah. You need a new asiyah. An asiyah what? An asiyah of this thing of tzel. But you already have a thing of tzel. And the thing of tzel was made with psal. Right? So now you don't have, where's your new asiyah? Just lifting it up, you detach it, that's not an asiyah. Now what? Now you just shake it a little bit? But it's not really an asiyah, because asiyah means you're making it as a tzel functioning thing, but it already was a tzel functioning thing. Alright, so we're just picking it up though. Okay? So therefore you got a problem. So what does picking it up though? So he says, L'fikach pirsha Rambam dinanua mehani midin mechudash. So how does shaking it work? He says it's a din mechadash. The asil Hashem Sukkah. It works to a whole new halacha of an asiya l'shem sukkah. Because shem asiya shel sukkah yesh b'nanu amia. The shaking, although it's not an asiya of tzel, it is an asiya of sukkah. Udal karchach mahani hananua lafkiyas apsol the tasam naasoy al yedei asiya l'shem sukkah. So the shaking removes the psol tasam naasoy through the fact that it's an asiya l'shem sukkah. Even though you're not making new shade, so since it's an asil shem sukkah, so you need a kavanah shem sukkah. I'm an asil shem tzel, but an asil for the purpose of tzel lo shayach chlau. Get tzel rishon, get the goy goy, because you're not changing it. The shem tzel is already there. There's no asil shem tzel. Okay, that's the second paragraph. It's not clear, right? Okay, let me read a little more, and then I'll come back and explain this pshat, and then we have to figure out as far. But he says, "Mevur kan b'Rambam chiddush gadol." He says, "Well, it turns out from the Rambam bit chiddush, the gam beis hillel the pligia beis shamai, that even beis hillel who argues on beis shamai, it's really lo beina nasil hashem sukkah, and he holds you don't need a nasil hashem sukkah." Afilu hachi modem heim the meshkachas lasi of a sukkah. He still agrees that there is such a thing as an asil shem sukkah. He just holds you don't need it, but it does exist. Aydei kavanah shem sukkah. If you have kavanah for the shem sukkah, uvemakom she'ena noeg toras asil shem tzel, in a place where an asil shem tzel won't help you. Kmo v'ktitza v'nanu adam v'chur. Well, like in this case where you detach and shake this thing which was previously attached. Even according to the you still could invoke an asil hashem sukkah through kavana, and that's what will kasher in this case. That's what will kasher through doing because in this case you don't really have any other solution, so you'll have to, so to speak, resort to Beis Shammai's solution. So he's saying is that Beis Hillel doesn't reject the phenomenon of Beis Shammai's idea of an asil hashem sukkah. He just says in general it's not necessary. But in this funny case, it is necessary, so you use it. So that's just saying it's the chiddush, because you would have said Beis Hillel simply rejects Beis Shammai's idea of l'shem sukkah altogether. He's saying no, he doesn't reject it, he just says it's not normally necessary, but in this case it is. Okay, so that's a mouthful, right? So, how to what degree are you guys following what he's at? A little bit, sort of, maybe, kind of. Let me summarize what he's saying. It's really two steps. Two steps is what he's saying. This is a pshat. The first step is that the Rambam saw a problem. The Rambam saw a problem when he came to the sukkah. Is that how does, well, what's the problem that you made your sukkah? It's a shade hut. It's a hut of shade. You made it for shade. It produced shade. It just had a psal that the stuff was attached. And if it wasn't stach kosher, so there's no asiya. There's no asiya of a sukkah, right? Now what do you do? Now you detach it. So now it's kosher. But that's not an asiya. That's not an asiya. Now, what are you going to do? Pick it up? Pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down. He says, that's not an asiya of a sukkah. What kind of crazy thing is that? That's not made. Look, making a sukkah means creating a hut, a shade hut. Right? That's what a sukkah is. It's a shade hut. So now you need to be creating a shade hut, but you already have a shade hut. Now what are you doing? You're just shaking the stach? What does that do? What does that do? It's like, you know, take it. If you took down the hut and you reassembled it, you know, fine. So that's a new asiya. But this isn't a new asiya. You already did your asiya, and your asiya was possible. Right? So that's not an asiya sukkah. So now you want to do an asiya kasher, fine, but you're not doing that, you're just shaking it. So the Rambam, when the Rambam says, the Rambam looked at that Gemara, which says that all you have to do is shake it, he says, what? How does that work? That doesn't work. You're not recreating the shade hut. The shade hut already existed. Don't give me this funny business of shaking it. Shaking it is it's like a game. That's not a new asiya. you'd have to, in theory, prevent it from providing shade by, like, taking it down and then resetting it off. That would be a nausea. But just a little bit of shaky-shaky doesn't do anything. Right? That's his first problem. He's saying the Rambam was bothered by that. Okay? So far, so good? I mean, I guess what's interesting is, I mean, I guess we have to get into this, but it's like a very honest question. It's like, you know, you kind of see this thing of Nanua, and you kind of just say, oh, well, I guess that's an Asiya. You know? I guess shaking it is considered an Asiya. You pick it up. After all, you're going to get up a Tafach, putting it down Tafach. Oh, well, it's Tafach. I don't know, something. But the other thing, come on. What are you really doing? Picking up, putting it down. I mean, is that really a new Asiya of a Shantel? It already was functioning for Tzel the entire time, you know? Making it so that it doesn't function for tzel. The tzel is just the same if it's tefach up or tefach down. So you're just adjusting it. That's not an asiya, that's just an adjustment. Okay? So therefore, the Rambam stock, how do we understand it should be a dead sukkah? The only solution should be to take it down and re-put it up. But you don't have to do that, it seems. No one seems to be saying that. Right? It seems like you just rav talach as you just shake it. So how does that work? Right? So, the Rav says, I'll tell you how. Because when you shake it, l'shem sukkah, then you have an asiya of sukkah. Then it's not an asiya of tzel, it's an asiya l'shem sukkah, an asiya shel sukkah, and that for that a shaking is good. For that, for an asiya of tzel, shaking doesn't work. For an asiya of sukkah, for that, shaking works. Oh, an asiya of sukkah. What makes it an asiya of sukkah? Well, you have to have kavana l'shem sukkah. Beis Hillel doesn't hold by a kavana l'shem sukkah. He doesn't hold by that. He says, no, the Rav says chiddush. No, it's not that we don't hold, Beis Hillel doesn't hold that there is such a thing as a seal l'shem sukkah. No, there is such a thing, you just don't normally need it, because normally you just make it fine, and it works automatically. But here, where the ordinary asiya is impossible, because it already is functioning for tzel, you need a new asiya. Oh, and a seal of shame sukkah. A seal of shame mitzvah sukkah. That will work. Okay, fine. So that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. And a seal of shame sukkah. And that's why the Ram says you have to have a shema. Because it can't be in a seal of shame sukkah if you don't have a mind, the shame sukkah. So, what's. Are you following? And if you are, what's the problem? There's like kind of an open problem here. I mean, that's the first problem. Is what does he mean? This difference in a seal of shame sukkah and a seal of shame tzel. What's he talking about? And why is it that when it comes to an asiya l'shem tzel, lifting it up doesn't make any sense, doesn't do anything, but when it comes to this asiya l'shem sukkah, then lifting it up is, oh, lifting it up, that works. I mean, what's the difference? What really is the difference? What are these two different things, and why is it that lifting up works in one and doesn't work in the other? Okay. So I think the Rav means as follows. Okay. Or I think the Rama means as follows. Namely, let's take Beisham Beisal. So you have two things. There's such a thing as a sukkah shel tzel, okay, which means a hot, shade hot. And then there's such a thing as a sukkas hachag, okay, which means a shade hut for the purpose of the chag, for the purpose of the mitzvah sachag, okay? So the shade hut is the underlying essence of what you're dealing with. It's a hut. It's a shade hut. It's a certain type of an entity in the world called a shade hut. And the sukkah shel chag is a characteristic of the Shade Hut. It's not just an ordinary Shade Hut. It's a Shade Hut for Mitzvah Sukkah. Right? That's like a souped-up Shade Hut. It's a Shade Hut with the quality of being a Shade Hut L'Shel Chak. Right? Now, Beis Hillel holds you don't need a souped-up Shade Hut. It's enough for the mitzvah to have any Shade Hut. Beis Shammai says, no, the Torah demands a Sukkah Sachak. A special Shade Hut of Sukkah, a Sukkah Shade Hut. And the way you do that is through an Asi L'Shma. Right, through an Asiyah L'Shma, you have to give it the characteristic of a of not just an ordinary Shade Hut, but a Shade Hut of the Chag. Okay? So again, my main point though is there's a difference when we say the Shade Hut and the Shade Hut of the Chag. The Shade Hut is the definition of the essence of the entity. It's a hut, for, hut of shade. And you have in mind the Shem Tzel, that's what makes it into a Shade Hut. If you just happen to be putting up straw in some funny shape, that's not making a Shade Hut. Putting a L'Shem Tzel is what makes the object a Shade Hut. That's a certain type of an essence, a Shade Hut. But then you have a property in that essence, that it's a Shade Hut of the Chag. Of the Chag is not a new essence, it's a characteristic of the Hut, of the Shade Hut. With me so far? Okay. So now again, they still hold you don't need that. But he does hold, according to the Rav, that there is such a thing as a Shade Hut of the Chag, a Sukkah Sachag. You just don't need that, but it does exist. Okay? Fine. Now you've got a problem. You have a Sukkah, you put it on Schach that was attached. You got a problem with Tassel and Asai. You never really had a sukkah of a kosher sukkah, of an asiyah of a kosher sukkah. Now you need another asiyah. The problem is that you keep, how do you have an asiyah of a shade hut? Because the shade hut already exists. So how exactly are you going to recreate the shade hut? It's gone. It's already there. It's already gone. But I mean, the shade hut is already. The shade hut's already there. So how exactly, if you take it down and recreate it, fine, now you're creating a new Shade Hut. But you need, right, you have an Asiyah of a Shade Hut. But if you don't take it down, so the Shade Hut already exists. So where's your Asiyah? You can't have a new Asiyah as long as the thing still exists. Ah. But he says, I'll tell you what you could do. You could take this Shade Hut, which has a din of a Sukkah, and change it from a Sukkah into a Sukkah Sachag, give it this new shame, this new characteristic of a Shade Hut of the Chag. Okay? And that's an Asiyah. That has a din of an Asiyah. Because it's an Asiyah of the Sukkah Sachag. It's true it already existed as a Sukkah of Tzel. But now you're going to change it and do a Maisa, which renders it a Sukkah Shel Hachag. That's an asiyah of the Sukkah Shel Chag. Now, how do you do that? So he says, for that, since basically you don't have to recreate the entity, you just want to give a quality to the entity. You're giving a property of the Shem Chag, of a Sukkah of a Shadah of the Chag, to the Shadah. So for that, it's sufficient to do a Maisan and a Nua with the Shem Chag in mind. See, Nianua is not a disassemblement such that it will recreate the underlying entity. But it is enough of a, so to speak, alteration or of a shifting of the sukkah so that you will be able to utilize it to characterize the sukkah as the sukkah shel hachag. If you are mimenaneya it with the shem chag in mind, so then it's like you're adjusting it. And that's exactly what you want to do. You want to adjust the underlying entity from being just a plain Shade Hut to being a Shade Hut Shel Hachag. So he's holding is to give it a feature of L'Shem Chag. That's where Nianua could come in. But Nianua is never going to be an underlying, a new Asiyah of the Shade Hut. But it will be an asiya of the Sukkot HaChag. And the Rambam's holding that type of an asiya is sufficient to remove the Din Tazmon Azoy. Even though you don't have an asiya of the underlying entity, but you have an asiya of the Sukkot HaChag, and that's also sufficient to remove the Din of Tazmon Azoy, to give it a Din of Asiya. But the premise is, the move is that Beis Hillel also agrees there's such a thing as a Sheda. You could have said Beis Hillel rejects the whole thing. There's no such thing as Sukkot HaChag. Well, there is. It's just Shedats. And therefore, if you learn that way, that Beis Hillel just rejects the whole thing, then you couldn't say that here. It is a Shedat, and you're making it a Shedat, and therefore it works. You just say there's no such thing as a Shedat. So that's it. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. He's deducing. Apparently, Beis Hillel holds there's such a thing as a Shedat, as a Sukkot HaChag. Since it's the case, you have a solution. You just adjust it, the Shem Chag, and everyone give it a call, and you see, so, huh? Be like as an example, is like, you could imagine someone who says, I made this house. So you could have two people who say, I made this house. One guy is the builder who built it from scratch. But then you could have a guy who comes in and basically majorly renovates the house. And now he modernizes the house. And now the house is something other than it was. Even though you'll say he didn't build the house, he may not have even built any of the structure, knocked down any walls or anything. He just totally modernized the thing, you know? And he basically changed the whole complexion. Now it went from being an old, run-down house to being a modern house. So you'll say, I made this house. You didn't make the house. Well, sort of. The house is a modern house. It's a house which has a characteristic of modern. And that modernity is because of you. So you caused that, so therefore you could say in that sense that you have an asiya, that you made it. So my point is that that's also an asiya. You can have an asiya because you created the underlying entity, or because you engendered it with this chalos of being the Shem Chag. That's also an asiya. And for that, you don't need as much. I mean, in the case of the modernizing it, maybe you need to put some paint and some carpet, so it's not as much as is necessary in order to be defined as the maker of the house in the first place. His analogy is not perfect, but helps a lot. And he brings a raya from an etziv, who kind of supports him. This idea, there's two kinds of asiya and sukkah. Shem Tzel and Shem Sukkah. Then he totally gets into, I don't know, the remaining time, Tosis. I didn't do the second half of this piece. It's only half of it, but it looks to me like it's a little bit of a different topic, but I can't really tell. But this is Alright.